Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Shut Up and Eat, presented by ChoicesToYou.com. Eat out without going out, and by Priority One POS, your answer for payment processing and point-of-sale solutions.
Good morning, Gwinnett! How y'all doing today? Welcome to Shut Up and Eat, a new weekly show here on Business Radio X. I'm Tom Voris with Choices to You. On the show, we feature some of the top restaurants in our area, and we'll talk to some of the top restaurant owners and managers. Our show is brought to you by ChoicesToYou.com and Priority One POS. Today on the show, I am very happy to say I have Shannon, who is the owner of not one, but two Dickie's Barbecues, one in Flowery Branch and one in Buford. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's Friday.
Yes, it is.
I mean, what more do you need to know? All right, so two locations. I know you started out with one in Flowery Branch. That's actually how we met. And then you went to the Buford. Yeah. Tell me how this happened.
All right. Well, yeah, Flowery Branch has been open for about 3.5 years now. Just a little background for myself. I started out in restaurants as a teenager. Worked my way up, kind of started bussing tables, worked my way up all the way to sous chef. And
we're not going to ask how old you are right now,
so
we won't timeline that, but okay.
Just kind of moved around and got a lot of experience, trained under some really good chefs. Didn't go to culinary or anything like that, but just a lot of industry exposure. Did some supply chain for a while, put my whole life savings into getting this business going, getting that first location open. And just been trucking ever since. So, Flower Branch opened in October 2014, and been fortunate enough to get a second location open as of December down here in Buford, right next to the Mall of Georgia. And just been pumping away ever since, so making that barbecue go boom.
And it's some seriously good barbecue, and I say that from experience of having it. As I mentioned off the air, and I'm going to bring it up now, I went to go see you thinking you were going to be at Flower Branch. Drove all the way out there and drove right by your Buford store only to find out that's where you were.
That's it. Yeah, you might have to call in advance to get me.
I may do that, but I'm
always at one or the other.
Yeah, so. I know you're running all around. I mean, so I went. That's okay. It was worth it. It was worth the trip. The people there were great. They're very welcoming when you walk into their store. I mean, they really are. They take good care of you. You know, they all had smiles. And that's something which to me is very important. Okay, you go into some restaurants. And if you get that feeling like they don't even want you there, you're like, okay. So, but yes, your people are great. All right.
Well, man, I'm glad to hear that.
Well, that's a reflection of you, sir.
Yeah, we definitely want to make sure we're taking care of every guest that comes in the door, as far as the best service that we can provide, anticipating their needs, and then, of course, making sure they get the highest quality product possible.
And that you got that going. I'll say that. So tell me, okay, so you went through... You say you didn't go to culinary school, but you got, to me, what is the best experience.
Yeah.
Started there. I did that myself, was a busboy, did dishwashing, cook, and the whole thing. But I just enjoyed eating it more than I enjoyed making it. You went that level. And a lot of people, that's how they do it. Yeah. You get the experience that way, and it's so much different. And to me, it's better because going to... You're there. You're firsthand. You're face. You're seeing everything that goes on.
Yeah, definitely. Coming on with the franchise, it definitely got me the perspective I needed to get as an owner, since I hadn't quite got to that level yet. But I've learned a lot with Dickie's. Went ahead and opened the second location so I could kind of get my get my bearings with a multi-unit deal kind of thing here. And it's a lot of work, but I believe it'll definitely pay off in the end. And I love just seeing happy families leaving my restaurant and knowing that they're going to come back and continue to support us. So it's very rewarding in that aspect.
Most definitely. Okay, so we know it's a franchise.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've got two of them.
Yeah.
What was it about Dickey's?
Okay, so I'm a native Texan. I'm from Austin, Texas, born there. I've actually, this year would probably be the year that I've officially become a Georgian. I've lived here longer now than Texas. Lived in Texas, the first half of my life and the second half here now in the Flyer Branch, Gainesville area. But, growing up as a kid, barbecue is just everywhere in Texas. Mm-hmm. Dallas alone has more barbecue per square foot than anywhere in the world.
Wow.
And, a lot of competition, and the fact that Dickey's has been around since 1941, you can really see that they've been in the game a long time.
Yeah.
Some bigger players have came into play, and they're no longer on the scene. And Dickey's is now the largest barbecue franchise in the world.
Wow.
Going on about 600 locations this year. Next to us, it's just regional guys, Sonny's, Shane's, Famous Dave's, but they are not national. So Dickey's, to me, was, kind of taking a piece of home back to Georgia.
Oh, that's cool.
I get to have a little bit of my childhood memory brought into my area here now, and get to share that with my family and with the families and the communities. And it's just a strong brand. I mean, we've got so many options. There's 7 meats, 14 side items. I mean, you'd have to make several trips just to try it all. And if you find something you're not crazy about, you will find something you love, because there are a lot of offerings. And, it's all high-quality meats. We smoke everything in-house every day.
That was going to be one of my questions.
Yeah.
That's in the minds of a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, we keep it real, as they say, with barbecue. We're not bringing this stuff in pre-made. We rub it, we smoke it, we slice it right there in front of the guests. We're happy to give out samples, let people try it before they buy it. We just want to make sure that everybody gets exactly what they want. So, the sides are, home-style sides. Too many offerings. We've got about 14. Most places, only have about 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Every day we've got free ice cream for every guest. We do, we have like a souvenir cup. It's a $1 refill if they bring those back.
I'm sorry.
I recommend that.
I heard free ice cream.
Free ice cream, man.
You guys over there, you probably heard that too. Yeah. Where are we heading after this? Free ice cream. Now, is that for adults also, or is that only for kids?
I think we can make an exception. I know the kids love it, but the adults love it just as much.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The age is a number. Trust me. So we have already been eyeballing, because you were nice enough to bring some food over. And I believe there'll be pictures posted, folks, so keep your eyes out. We got some brisket and pulled pork.
Yeah. Got
nice.
Some mac and cheese, some coleslaw, some of our classic barbecue beans going with that, a little bit of each of our sauces.
Nice.
Yeah, so those are definitely our top offerings, the brisket and pork. But like I said, we've got 5 other choices right after that. Everybody loves ribs, got those.
Yeah. What red-blooded American doesn't
That's
like?
Right.
Jeez. So you are a family man, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah. I got a beautiful wife. My wife's name is Asia. Got 2 young kids, a 10-year-old and a 18-month-old. And, man, they're just a blast.
18-month-old?
18-month, yeah. She's a blast. Very fun.
Well, they are. And enjoy it, because next thing you know, they're grown up.
That's
right. I have 4 kids myself. I have a 32-year-old, and then I have 17-year-old triplets that just graduated. So, yeah, it's and I'm looking at them, and then, you got these things on Facebook with the memories, and you look at them going, oh, wow, this is when they were actually little and cute. And I'll even say it. I say, you guys used to be really little and cute.
Yeah.
My son, his first response is, well, now we're adorable. and that's my son. I don't know where he gets that bit of a smart aleck from, but
I got a guess, but
yeah. As I'm looking over and I'm getting it. Yeah. Nah, it's not a tough guess. You don't need 3 of them to get figured out. So you do some stuff you mentioned earlier with the Flowery Branch Police Department.
Yeah, so they every year are sponsoring children, trying to get kids off the street. So every quarter we always try to sponsor at least 1 child. Now that I've got the second store open, we're sponsoring the second one as well. But they do a lot of great work. It's one of those things that you don't necessarily get to see the results just because nothing happened. So
yeah.
You just see that there's
you're doing your part, though.
Exactly.
And
Dickey's is huge on community marketing, taking care of our communities. Each location is a franchise, locally owned and operated. So it's, you know, it still has that hometown style barbecue. And, you know, at the same time, we just want to make sure we're taking care of our communities, being a part of them, you know, sponsoring schools and just anything we can do to help out.
Yeah, so. Definitely. I'm sorry. I was looking over at Mike over there who was eyeballing the food, and I didn't know if I was going to throw something at him. You know, I should have made a plate before so that I could have just munched while I was. I mean, I have been known to eat while I'm doing the radio show, and so, but you know, they can't see it. They just
It's called Shut Up and Eat. So exactly. All they should hear is lip smacking, and that's all they need.
Yep, that's it. And believe me, there'll be plenty of that going on. So some specials. What do you guys got going as far as specials over there at the Flowery Branch and Buford locations?
Yeah, so both locations, every day I've got a deal today. It rotates. Every week it's the same, though. So today's Friday. We're doing our classic pulled pork plate. Always comes with two sides and a big yellow cup, and that's $9.95. Definitely recommend it. It's a great value. But like I said, every day it changes out the option. Always includes two sides and a drink, always the same price, but you're just kind of rotating your meat. So each day we got something different. Check us out each day. Yeah, and then as far as the month of July, we're going to go ahead and roll out our popular 2 for $22. Nice. That's where the guests can come in. Kind of like Chili's, you know, they do the 2 for $20, all that kind of stuff. Guests can come in, they can get a 2 meat plate for 2 different adults, it's just a good deal, so definitely recommend that. Of course, we always got free ice cream with that. You know, bring your cup back for that
back
dollar
to the
refill.
Ice cream. That was going to be, because I see Facebook posts and stuff with the big yellow cup.
Yeah,
they talk that big yellow cup has got. So that's it. When you get that, you hang on to it.
Exactly, it is a souvenir cup. So you know, use it for whatever. You know, bring it in to get that refill, dollar refill. Definitely recommend that. But also, Dickie's is you know, we love to just see people posting shots with them. You know, so as you're going about your summer adventures, as we say, you know, take a picture with it. Put your cup up in the picture somewhere and send us a shot on social media. You know, Dickie's on Facebook or Twitter. Either one's fine. And, you know, we'll post that online. And we just love seeing people sharing their adventures with their cups. I actually have a brother. He was stationed in Turkey. He's back now. But he sent me a picture of his cup on top of one of the Black Hawk helicopters. And it sitting on the 50 cals there. And
holy cow.
So that was a really cool picture.
So your brother's in the service?
Yeah, he's a National Guard National Reserve, and was sent over there a couple months ago. But he's already back from his tours. So.
Well, God bless him. We're glad he's back. Thank you. Please tell him on behalf of Choices to You and all of us, thank you for his service. That's fantastic. That's something near and dear to me, as well as children, but... Yeah, that's all right. So again, how many meats?
7 meats.
All right, 7 meats. And last I checked, there's 7 days in a week, and you run that special. It's a special every day.
Yeah, the only day we don't have the special is on Sunday, but we do Kids Eat Free. So Kids Eat Free.
That's
with
still
every
special.
$10. Yeah, every $10 purchase, get a free kids meal, get that free ice cream. Kids love it.
Did you hear that, folks? Free Kids Eat Free on Sunday. With obviously, there's you know that little asterisk thing. Wow, that's cool. But what's the age limit?
It is 12.
12. Yeah. You know, at that point, I actually was happy I had 17-year-olds. That went right out the window. Real quick, folks, I just want to pay some bills. Talk about our sponsor, Priority One POS. They provide merchant credit card processing solutions and POS systems for all types of businesses, especially for restaurants, but also retail, professional, and service-based businesses throughout the U.S. Most importantly, they are a direct processor. That means they cut out the middleman, making their processing rates the best in the industry. In a nutshell, Priority One POS provides PCI-compliant credit and processing merchant solutions to help keep your business moving forward. Remember, Priority One POS is about making you a priority each and every day to run your business. We're a team partner willing to help. Also, last show, we talked about an event that happened this past week. That was Carnival to Crush Cancer. Don't have the final numbers in, but I got to tell you, it was a great event. And I, from what I heard before I ended up leaving there, that they had raised, at that point, $10,000. And that was to go to Cooper's Crew in honor of Cooper O'Brien and a young lady. And I please forgive me because I don't have the paper in front of me that is currently with Frenic Solutions, and she is battling for her life. We wish her all the best, and we keep her in our prayers. So again, we have Shannon with Dickie's Barbecue, and guys, we're in the South, so you guys all like barbecue. I mean, come on. And the largest in the nation?
Largest in the nation, yes, sir.
What, that's
46, 47 states, last I checked.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's just about got them all covered.
Yeah, just about. we're rapidly growing. We've just got a deal going in Dubai, of
Whoa.
All places. Yeah.
Nice.
So I don't know what they're going to be able to do about the beef over there, but I assume they'll be eating the other meats that we offer. So
yeah, I'm sure they'll work out something. I mean, yeah. I'd like to be there for that grand opening.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's a beautiful place.
Definitely exciting to see us branch out past the United States.
Mm-hmm. So, again, we have Dickie's in Flowery Branch and Buford. What's the actual addresses of both of those?
Yeah, so Buford is 3350 Buford Drive, and that's obviously Buford, Georgia, 30519. And then the
literally across from Mall of Georgia.
Yeah, if you know where everybody knows where Krispy Kreme is. We are right across the street from Krispy Kreme, right there with Chipotle, Firehouse Subs, all that good stuff, Parma Tavern. And then the Flyer Branch location is up 985, really Oakwood area, but it's 4005 Winder Highway. And we're right there with the Royal Lakes Golf Course, Kroger Shopping Center, right there in front of there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. And now, is your family involved with this also, or is it?
They are. My wife's a stay-at-home mother, so she's definitely got her hands full with the children.
Yeah, 18-month-old,
We homeschool as well, and it's just, you know, plenty to do on her end. But she does support me, you know, in any way that she can. You know, helps me with some of the accounts payable, you know, payroll, stuff like that. But for the most part, you know, they're doing their thing, and I'm trying to bring home the bacon. Yeah, trying to bring home that money so we can keep them going.
So even though we're on radio, you are the face of the stores.
That's correct. Yeah, and you know, I've got some great leadership as well. Cool. You know, both stores, so they, you know, they do a fantastic job. And you know, if we just want to make sure all of our guests are coming in and leaving happy and seeing them again soon. So
that's the whole thing. Like I said, I mean, you know, the people when I went to the Flyer Branch were very, very real nice people.
Yeah.
We are, as the owner of Choices to You, we are so happy and proud to also have you as one of our partners.
Yeah, it's definitely been a very rewarding partnership for us.
And we've enjoyed it. We've definitely enjoyed it. I mean, it's taken care of, you know, you guys, again, you wouldn't be in 46 or 47 states if Dickie's as a whole did not care about quality. And again, from being a customer, I know you do. And with us, with Choices to You, the fact that we try to handle the food using insulated delivery bags, and keeping the food fresh and hot to get to the location. And you got to also mention catering.
That's it, catering.
You guys are big on catering.
Definitely big on catering, yes, sir.
So, guys, if you need some really good barbecue catered, you can do it one of two ways. You can actually go directly to Dickie's at either Flowery Branch or Buford and get, you know, order it there, or you can go through us at Choices to You. We'll be more than happy to take care of you. Either way, we got you covered. So
yeah, and we do anything. I mean, as small as they get, you know, 10 people and up. You know, we've got some offerings for like party packs. If you're just looking to feed, you know, a dozen people real quick, you know, give us a call. Give Choices to You a call if you want it delivered, and we'll get that straight to you within, you know, the next hour and a half.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. So I know in some cases, depending on like the size, you can need some notice.
Yeah, you know, if it's larger than probably 50, but, you know, we do everything we can. A lot of people, sadly, they just don't plan nowadays. But,
oh, really?
But we get so many just day before or same day walk-in caterings, as I call it now. We've got a new term for that, just people walk in and want a catering. It happens, but, you know, we're always going to make it happen.
I want that in an hour, and it's for 60 people.
That's exactly right. It has happened.
I can see that.
My favorite story would be back when all the, you know, Irma came through and everything was just down, all the power was out, everything like that. We had Jackson EMC give us a call at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and they needed 350 box lunches, which are the most labor-intensive catering we do, and they needed it by 5 o'clock. So we had to close the store. You know, we called all the staff in that we could. I had guests that were standing outside wanting to come in and eat, and I couldn't really serve them because we were trying to get these. It was because of all the power outages. They were trying to get their employees fed and keep everything going around the clock. And I had some really nice guests offer to come in and help us make the boxes and get it done. And then the Jackson EMC staff showed up to pick it up, and they helped us finish. Man, it was just a it was heartwarming to see all these people get together.
Great. And, that is,
and try to get, you know, all this power back on and get everybody taken care of. And
that's community, though.
Yeah,
that's people coming together.
So big shout out to those guys because, man, they taking care of their people and just doing the right thing. And
most definitely. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. That is cool. Yeah, I mean, you don't hear enough of that. And you know, I'm not going to lie. Part of me was waiting for you to say that some of the customers that were out there were getting mad, but to say that they actually said, "Oh, we came in, let's help."
Yeah, I was so shocked. I mean,
that's mind blowing.
It's just so nice. I expected when I opened the door to get an earful, but they were just like, "Hey, we'll come in."
You got one,
and help
but it was
you.
A good earful.
Yeah. So they, and I had people waiting. You know, it was just very kind of them, and they waited and they came in and ate, and we took care of them right after we opened back up. So.
Man, that is cool. That
so
is
we'll make it happen, whatever we need to do.
Yeah. All right.
But at the same time, notice is always appreciated.
Either that or let's call the community, come on in, I'll start to making it up.
Yeah, definitely.
So you guys, I mean, you can get buffet style.
Yeah, buffet.
Or,
we
like
work
you said,
with
box
any
lunches.
Budget. Yeah.
That's cool.
I've had people come to me, and they've got a budget of $5. They need to feed 100 people. And I can work with most budgets. I can definitely say that confidently. And you know, but yeah, we, you know, work with any budget. We've got our standard options, box lunches. We've got the delivery buffets. You know, they generally come with two meats, three sides. We do full service. So if you're looking to do a large corporate event, you know, and you want us to take care of all the details, or if you're looking to do a wedding, you know, we do lots of weddings every year. You know, we've got really anything you need, and we're very competitively
what's a wedding
price
without
doing it.
Barbecue?
I mean, right? Especially down here in Georgia, people love it. I do so many you know, barn style weddings, and
sweet,
yeah, and you know, and people they love the product, and it's makes a big impact for them.
There you go again. It would, you know, so all right. I could talk with you for a while longer, but I'm, you know, I got the straight shot to what you brought, and you know, it's a pleasure speaking with you, and I enjoy it. But
too.
I want to go eat, so that is it for this episode of Shut Up and Eat. Remember, you can listen to this show anytime you want by going to businessradiox.com, selecting the Gwinnett Studio, and clicking on Shut Up and Eat. All our shows are also available on iTunes. Thank you for listening. I can say that. See, I got the food. I got the food. So thank you for listening, guys. I'm Tom Voris with Choices to You, so shut up and eat. I'm just going to shut up and eat. To heck with it. Shannon, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
Guys, check out Dickie's in Flowery Branch and Buford. And if you want to try it but you can't get out, go to choicestoyou.com, put in your address, place the order. We'll bring it right to you nice and hot and fresh and in nice insulated bags. Again,
definitely.
Shannon, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And goodbye. So shut up and eat.